The Apostle Paul says that we should continue to combat the attacks of the world by encouraging one another. He says it over and over and over. So what does that mean? You've heard me say it so many times. Encourage means to give somebody courage. Discourage means I just took your courage away from you. I attacked you. I hurt you. I come against you. And I want to see some honest hands here tonight. Everybody's looking, so, you know, you don't have to raise your hand if you don't want to. But I want to know, I'm going to raise my hand. I want to know how many people have ever had somebody say bad things about you and it affected your courage. It affected your courage. You didn't feel as strong. And before that, you felt strong. But because of what they said, and anybody, did it take anybody a while to get those voices out of your head? And to really, even if you knew they were wrong, and they were just judging, and they had no right to say it, they took away your courage by what they said. Dishonor is to push you down, to let you down. Now, on the other hand, how many of you have ever had somebody to tell you something good about yourself, and all of a sudden you felt 10 times stronger? Raise your hand. Somebody told me something good about myself, and I feel like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall and attack hell with a water pistol. I mean, you just felt so strong in the Lord that you're ready to go because somebody has encouraged you in the Lord. That's the value. Can I tell every person in my age category and above, the greatest value that we bring to all of those below us is to encourage them. We are here. Why does God have me here? To make them stronger, not to make them weaker. We are here to make the next generation stronger by encouraging them and lifting them up and pouring the right information and encouragement into them. Notice their gifts speak into their lives. There's a man in the Bible whose name is Joseph, and they changed his name to Barnabas. That's how you know him. You know him by Barnabas, but that wasn't his name. They gave him that name because Joseph had a gift that everyone recognized. He was an encourager. And they thought the man that needed the encouragement the most was the guy that got beat up everywhere he went. He got thrown to the lions. He got shipwrecked. He was thrown into Nero's arena. He was put in prison, beat to death, and left for dead at Lystra. And the report goes on and on. The Apostle Paul needed an encourager more than anybody. So you know who they assigned to him? Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And it's because they assigned an encourager to this man that had one of the hardest assignments that's ever been given to anyone in Christendom. Because of that, he was able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished the course and I kept the faith. But I could have never done it if God had not sent someone along beside of me to just encourage me and speak into me and lift me up. That's the power of encouragement. So now let's shift a little bit and go from honor to respect. So how do I respect people? Well, the first thing you have to understand about respect is respect comes out in attitude, right? So respect is about words, but it's also, how many of you know you can be disrespected and they didn't say a word? I mean, there's a lot of ways that you could say it without saying it. And so respect, first of all, comes out in attitudes. And this is what you need to understand, that attitude is defined as the way of thinking or feeling about someone. This is the dictionary's description of this. You can look this up. Attitude is defined as a way of thinking and feeling about someone or something and is reflected in your behavior toward them. So if I got a bad attitude toward you, I'm seeing you the wrong way. If I got a great attitude toward you, it's because I'm seeing you a different way. How many of you can tell when somebody's attitude shifts? And their view toward you, something you said, something you did, something you didn't do, whatever it is, their view toward you has changed. Therefore, their attitude has changed. And when the attitude changed, that's when you're on the borderline of disrespect. Whenever I start seeing you differently than the way that God created you, that is when I get on the line of disrespect. And here's the thing that I want to tell you about disrespect. I believe that every human being, regardless of their race, their education, their social status, their economic status, I believe that every human being on the planet, even if they're begging on the street or they're sick in their mind, I believe that every human being at the very least, because there is a God DNA inside of them, maybe they haven't found it yet, at the very least, they deserve a little bit of respect. You know, I keep $5 bills stacked up in my car, so if you want to rob me, there's where you go. But I don't keep them for myself. I give them out to everybody that I've passed by on the streets, got their hand out. I have people in the car saying, you know, they're going to drink that off. I said, that's not my problem. God told me to respect them. He didn't tell me to fix them. I hope if I could fix them, I would, but God told me to respect them. And I'm just, you know, I might be buying their dinner tonight. I don't know. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. And I'm not asking them what they're going to do with it. I'm just showing them the love of God. And I'm going to speak a blessing over them. And I'm just going to show them a little bit of human kindness. Because most people like that feel so invisible, that what they're craving is relationship of some sort, and that's what they're afraid of more than they're afraid of anything else. There is this thing called basic human rights. Faith and I were driving back from Indianapolis. We were at the Church of God Assembly last week. We were driving back from Indianapolis, and I looked on the side of the road, somewhere in Kentucky, I think it was, or maybe when we got in Tennessee, and I happened to see this billboard by Dolly Parton. Find the good in everybody. Kindness. Pass it along. I said, go, Dolly. Yeah, I don't have to agree with everything Dolly does and says, but I like that.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have 4 ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Is it possible that underneath that mean bully's demeanor, that self-centered, narcissistic, abrasive shield and armor that they have built on themselves, or that person hiding behind all the blackness they've put on their body and their hoods and everything that they're hiding from the world in, is it possible that inside of all of that there could be a hurting child? I just want to ask you a question. Is it possible that this child grew up innocent, and somewhere along the way that innocence was taken from them, and that we should at least respect what God put inside of them, at the very least, basic human rights? So I want to ask you a question tonight. This is a really hard question, so don't raise your hand unless you're willing to do it. Let's say that God says, I'm taking away every scripture in the Bible but one. You're going to open this beautiful leather-bound book, and there's not 66 books in there. No Proverbs, no Prophets, no Genesis, no poetry. There's no New Testament. There's no Old Testament. There's one verse. How many of you think you could live that kind of Christianity? The Lord says, if I'm taking away all the rules, all the Ten Commandments are no longer there, the ordinances, the sacraments are no longer there, you don't know anything about baptism, you don't know anything about communion, you don't know anything about worship, I'm asking you to live by one verse. How many of you think you could do it? That's the only Bible in one verse. Well, it's interesting because the Bible actually gives us that verse. Look at this. Matthew 7 and 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Wow. That means if you can do this, you don't have to worry about everything else in the Bible that you don't understand. You don't have to worry about the Antichrist and all that's going to happen, right? You don't have to worry about it. If you can do this one thing, he says, you're going to live up to everything else automatically. If I can just treat other people the way I want to be treated. Now you think about that for a moment. That's all I got to do. I don't have to learn everything. I don't have to quote 100 scriptures. I just do one thing, which is respectful and honoring. I just do one thing. I just treat other people the way I want to be treated. Boy, that would fix a lot of marriages, wouldn't it? That'd fix a lot of parenting problems, wouldn't it? That'd fix a lot of relationships. I mean, if we can't get along with Christians, how in the world are we ever going to win the world, right? That'd fix a whole lot of things if we would just do this one thing. So go back to that scripture because I want us to read it out loud together. I think it's that important. So put that back on the screens, if you will. So let's all read this together. So in everything, do to others, you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Let's do it one more time. So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Now, you only have to remember one thing I said tonight. I know I've talked a lot, and I'm coming to a close here in a minute. You don't have to remember everything I said tonight. You just have to remember this one thing. If I just listen to one thing that Dr. B said tonight and apply that, I'll have a better life than I've had right now. If I can just treat other people the way I want to be treated. That's it. I speak to you the way I want you to speak to me. I love you the way I want you to love me. I take care of you the way I want you to care of me. I honor you the way I want you to honor me. I respect you the way I want you to respect me. If we just do that one thing, treat others the way you want to be treated. Because this is what the Bible says. And I'm going to give you a principle, then I'm going to give you a scripture to back it up. My attitude toward others will determine their attitude toward me. That means I can affect this. If I can switch gears here, I can affect this. Now, do you think that's in the Bible? Yes, it is. Look at the next verse here, and this is part of the Beatitudes. If you'll flip that over there. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain what? Wow. If I give you what you don't deserve, maybe you'll give me what I don't deserve. If I give you something that, if I don't make you earn my love, maybe you won't make me earn your love. If you don't stack up all of my faults against me, then shoot at me like a machine gun, then maybe I won't stack all your faults against you and use it as ammunition. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So I'm going to give you a very practical principle, and then I'm going to come to a close here in a minute. Here are the practical principles. 5 R's for respecting other people. Remember their name. This is worth taking a picture of. Remember their name. Request their help. Recognize their potential. You want better relationships? This will help you get there. Reward their efforts and respect the God DNA inside of them. Let's do it one more time. Remember their name. How many of you know that you like people that know your name? People that call you by name, you know that. I know a lot of people's name in this room. I want to know everybody's name, and I'm getting there, but I know a lot of people's name in this room, and when I call you by your name, it makes you feel like we've connected. Remember their name. Request their help. That's the greatest way you can make a friend. Request their help. Recognize their potential. That's encouragement. Reward their efforts. That's gratitude. And respect the God DNA inside of them. Treat others the way you want to be treated. There's a painting that you don't see very often. I want you to go ahead and put this up there, if you will. Would anybody like to guess what this painting is? Maybe you've seen it before. Would anybody like to guess what that is? Yeah, I heard somebody say it. This is Jesus washing the feet of Judas. Wow. Now, I want you to stop and think about that. We're talking about honor and respect. Jesus knew that Judas was about to go betray him. He could have dismissed him before this moment. Jesus knew that Judas was getting ready to do something that would cost him his life. And yet Jesus did this. I'm going to give you the same love, the same, who was it years ago that came out with a song, and I think he did a sermon on it about Judas and Barabbas. It was so powerful. I need to dig that out again and look at that, because here's the one guy we don't get. Judas Iscariot. We don't get him. Because here he walked with Jesus and was trusted to keep the money of the disciples, and yet because of all of this, he still betrays Christ. And I know there's a whole lot of theology behind that as well, the son of perdition and all of those things. But I want you to notice this picture here. Jesus could have excused him from this moment. So here's my question to you. Can you wash Judas's feet? I think the hardest verse in the whole Bible for me is love your enemies. Maybe you've gotten past that one, but it's just the hardest one for me. The good thing is the Bible doesn't say that we have to like everybody to go to heaven. Thank the Lord. Did you just feel 1,000 pounds lift right there? You don't have to like everybody to go to heaven. You just have to love Jesus, right? But you have to respect them. You have to honor them.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.